Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. For those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, thank you so much. And please continue to help spread the word that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. Now, I want you to know that I really would appreciate it if all of you could do me a big favor. Okay, please forward one of our shows to your social media group or to someone you know that can benefit from a particular show. I want you to know that this is a powerful way that we together can make a positive difference in the world. Now, Answers for the Family will continue to address a variety of issues such as locating your runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and creating greater health and happiness for you and your family. Now, I also want to introduce you to talented authors and new innovations in the areas of health, happiness, and security, creating joy for you and your family. Now, before we get to our guests, I want to thank everybody for taking your precious time to listen to this show. I was just at a function and I realized, I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. So if you take your time to listen to this one, I want you to know that it is truly appreciated. And when you send in questions, comments, or suggestions, or just leave reviews, it really helps us to improve what we're doing, but it also helps pass on that information to other people so they know what's a good fit for them. Now, before we get to our guests, I want to share some information and about some people, and especially some young people. I was at an event this weekend called the City Summit, and I met some incredible people. First of all, it was a phenomenal presentation of positive things that we can all do to make this world a better place, and not only for everybody else out there, but also for yourself. So it was just such a wonderful thing. And one of the things that was a highlight to me was meeting some of the young people that are out there doing phenomenal things. So I want to introduce you to one who's calling in right now. And her name is Jenny Meatballs. So I'm going to bring Jenny in and we're going to talk a little bit about what she's doing. Jenny, how are you?
Hi, Alan. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you that meeting you and some of the other incredible young people at the event, it reinforces to me that we're going to be okay as a society when we have young people like you that are out there making a positive difference in the world. So rather than me explain it, share a little bit with our listeners what it is you're doing and what it stands for and how they can get involved or get in touch with you.
Sure thing. Well, I'm sure everyone is wondering where the name Meatballs came from, and it's actually my trail name. Currently, you just caught me. I am actually in the middle of my walk across America. So I have actually already walked 2,550 miles from Delaware, the Atlantic Ocean, all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. And I am planning on continuing from Phoenix to LA to finish that coast-to-coast trip to raise awareness about creating a healthier future for our kids. And we do have a specific initiative that we're doing. And I'd like to just, I know you said that you have a lot of parents listening here. And while I'm not a mother, one of the things that drove me to do this walk across America was the idea that our education system needs to have a more holistic approach. We need to be able to get kids involved in learning to grow their own food, having mindfulness programs, having yoga, having art, having all of those things present. And so we designed a system called the Spark Pod. And the Spark Pod is an educational greenhouse for schools. And my walk is to raise awareness about bringing the very first Spark Pod to to Free LA High School.
All right. And for people that want to get involved or get more information, how should they get in touch with you?
So, Alan, the best way to do so is really easy. They can take out their phones and open up a new message and dial the number or put in a 64600 in the text message and then text the keyword Mother Earth to 64600. And that will pull up my digital business card. On that business card, they can learn more about me. They can learn more about the walk, which I call the Earth Walk, because this is all about reconnecting our kids to their natural desire to be one with nature and to play and to grow. They can connect with me on social media by hitting that connect tab. They'll see my Facebook and Instagram and be able to follow my story out here. I'm about to enter the Mojave Desert starting tomorrow. Again, I go back. So it's a lot of trials and tribulations, a really fun journey to watch as I'm learning about families in the Midwest, families in New Mexico, Arizona, all the way to California, these last 500 miles.
Well, Jenny, first of all, you're an incredible inspiration, and I really want to thank you for what you're doing. And I would love for you to call in again next Monday at this time, provided you're not in the middle of the desert where there's no cell service.
Absolutely. I'm really hoping to be able to check in with you guys wherever I am, and hoping that you all will follow our journey, because we want to get parents involved in the conversation about what they'd like to see for their kids as we build out 400 Spark Pods across the globe once we get this first one going in LA.
And so for everybody out there, if you've listened to this show, you know that if there's one message that I continue to drive home, and that is, give your eyes and ears to people like this young lady, okay? Give your eyes and ears, because advertisers will send money wherever your eyes and ears are. So if you keep watching divisive, hateful talking heads on TV that are telling people to be divisive, that are telling people incredibly negative things, advertisers will keep giving them money to do it. When you pull away from that, when you turn those things off, and you direct your attention to young people like Jenny, guess what's going to happen? Advertisers are going to go there. When advertisers go there, more people are going to go there, and we're going to make the shift, but it takes all of us. So please, if there's nothing else that you do today, get away from those things that are divisive and connect with those things that are inclusive and that are trying to help all of us, and especially young people like Jenny. So, Jenny, thank you so much.
That's right, Alan. Where attention goes, energy flows. And we are trying to bridge the gap here between the coast and the heartland, between races and genders and all of the divides that are going on right now, to say that we need to start thinking about the next seven generations and have that mindset, creating a mindset of what is our planet going to look like, not just one generation beneath us, but seven generations and beyond. So that's our mindset with the Spark Pod and with the Earth Walk. So thank you so much for having me on the show. Text 64600 Mother Earth to 64600 to learn more. My name is Jenny Meatballs Carrington, and thank you so much, Alan.
You're very welcome, and we look forward to you joining us again next week.
See you then.
All right. So, you know, I met another young man, his name is Adrian, and he has an incredible story. And again, rather than me try to tell it, what I can tell you is that at 15 years old, he was homeless. And his story is such that I asked him if he could record it and talk a little bit about an event that he has coming up. And his event, although it's in Sacramento, it's also going to be live streamed. So if you're in that area, that's great. You can go and you can do it live. But if you're not, you can still live stream it and you can still take in the information. But he talked so much about co-parenting, about how things are changing, but that doesn't mean that we can't all be inclusive. And again, such a phenomenal young man that I'm going to play a recording of him telling that story. The information will be on there in regards to what you can do next to be able to get involved. Here we go.
You deserve the family of your dreams. Many of you are struggling to find balance and breakthrough in your family life. Whether that's co-parenting, blended families, childhood trauma, or understanding emotions, or even resisting temptation. Your family needs the tools to overcome any challenge that comes their way. And you have a unique opportunity on March 6, 2020 in Roseville, California. Bring your children 12 and up to attend the first ever Family Growth Conference. This will be a full day to dive into the most common issues American families are facing on a daily basis. A small group of the nation's best family growth experts will share their powerful stories and knowledge that they have gained from their years of experience. Invest in your family's future by giving them the help, resources, and quality time they need to grow. Come with an open mind and heart. Be ready to cry, be ready to laugh, and leave better than when you arrived. Grab your tickets today at tagtalkslive.com. Growth should be a family affair, and you're only one decision away from getting the breakthrough you need. Check us out at tagtalkslive.com.
That last part got on there. you know, these last two things that we've just touched on, if this didn't touch you, I suggest that you go get your pulse checked and check and make sure that you're alive. I want to share something else, and I'm proud to say that I am involved in it. I've taken on a position as a producer for a new television project called Be Great, because I have been talking for years about the fact that we need to have more positive television. And I had spoken about ideas along the lines of catch them doing something good, because I was involved with a book series that was done at a school that was based on catching them doing something great. And with that, we were focusing on especially when you're dealing with children. If somebody's acting out, if somebody is doing something negative to draw attention to them, don't give them the attention. Find something great, find someone good that's doing something, and shift your attention there. And then those that are acting out are going to start thinking that this isn't getting us attention anymore. So I had talked to people in regards to a show, catch them doing something good. I've now been able to get together with an incredible group of people and a special young man that wants to do this around the world. And so we've set up a production company. They've asked me to get involved, and I am so thankful for that. But it's based on Be Great, and it's going around the world focusing on those that are doing something incredible. They're doing something great, and that's what we're talking about. That's what I mean when I say that's where your eyes and ears need to go, because that's where the advertisers will go. So keep your eye out. We will talk more about that. But for everybody out there, be great. So now I want to talk a little bit about, now our topic today really goes into thinking outside the box. And this has to do with thinking outside the box for addiction recovery. So our guests today are organizing the first Recovery Shark Tank, where solution-focused addiction recovery ideas are shared before a panel of compassionate investors, creating an exciting narrative in healthcare. I want to make sure that everybody understands that Recovery Shark Tank is not affiliated in any way with the TV show Shark Tank. So for those lawyers that are sitting out there now rubbing your hands together, we are not saying that. Okay. Our guests today are Denise Klein and Candy Finnegan. Denise is the executive director of Milestones Ranch Malibu, one of the nation's premier dual diagnosis treatment centers. Denise graduated from the University of North Dakota with a master's degree in social work. Prior to graduation, Denise was awarded Social Worker of the Year by Minot State University for her commitment, enthusiasm, and contributions to the field of social work. Now, Denise began her career as a family advocate therapist for the Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota, helping families struggling with domestic violence and addiction. Later, as CEO and founder of InterChoice Family Counseling Centers in Loveland, Colorado, Denise created and implemented a state-of-the-art based wraparound program for dual diagnosis patients and their families, a program designed to keep families intact whenever possible. Now, developing programs that benefit and support the entire family and assist the patient in creating an emotionally sober and recovery-centric lifestyle is Denise's ongoing passion. And as someone who has met her and seen her do her work, and I've spoken to her in regards to people in need, I can tell you that that is absolutely true. Now, developing programs that benefit and support the entire family and assist the patients in creating an emotionally sober and recovery-centric, I just said that. her ongoing faith that people and family systems can grow and change and has a strong belief in her solution-focused and strength-based modalities lie at the heart of her ongoing dedication and vision for Milestones Ranch Malibu. Now, Candy Finnegan is a nationally recognized addiction specialist and interventionist and has been involved in all areas of recovery for over 25 years. She received her Certificate of Alcohol Drug Counseling Skills and her Certificate of Alcohol Drug Abuse Studies from UCLA in 1993. Candy has extensive experience in the assessment, placement, and aftercare treatment. She has been a group facilitator for many years with both adults and adolescents. Candy did her work with the students at Beverly Hills High School as a drug and alcohol specialist for 11 years, acting as facilitator of the Sober Lunch program. She is a certified Master Addiction Counselor 3 and certified Intervention Specialist CIP 2. Currently, she is one of the featured interventionists on the acclaimed A&E series, Intervention, and has been there since the beginning of the show in 2004. Now, Intervention has been widely praised as a groundbreaking example of how reality television and therapeutic efforts can be combined and has been recognized for its commitment to raising public awareness of the epidemic of alcoholism and drug addiction, as well as other mental health issues. Candy's book, When Enough is Enough, is about helping loved ones with the process of intervention, and it is available at major bookstores and Amazon.com. So, Denise, Candy, thank you so much for joining us on Answers for the Family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. So, I mentioned a little bit about, about the fact that we're going to talk about the Recovery Shark Tank. But Denise, before we delve into that, share a little bit about Milestones Ranch Malibu.
Sure. Milestones has been around for 16 years, and we are a very serious dual diagnosis program. We have over 45 staff, not all full-time, but over half are. And we work with just 12 patients at a time. And we provide very specialized care in treating mental health as well as addiction issues.
Now, as you said that, if anybody was listening closely, 45 employees, 12 staff.
Or 12 clients, correct.
12 clients, I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah. So how many staff members would be working at any given time while you have 12 clients?
On average, we usually have during the day, we have anywhere between, I would say, 10 to 15 staff on site.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess the point that I want everybody to get is that you're looking at essentially one-on-one.
Correct.
Correct. So when you think about some of the situations that people go into where there's one staff member to 10, or something like that, think closely about the fact that this is one-on-one. And I just think that's incredibly powerful.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We've stayed small by design, because in order to provide the level of care that clients and families really need, you need to be focused. Did you see the movie Stand and Deliver with Jaime Escalante years ago?
Yes.
Where the teacher went into the inner city and raised the SAT scores by focusing on just 12 students. Well, that's the Milestones model, and we're predicated on that movie and the difference that he made in the students' lives. We want to make that kind of difference in the families' lives.
I couldn't agree more. And as you said that, I got sort of a little chill up the back of my neck, because that was such a powerful movie, which, again, was portrayed by Edward James Olmos, who did a phenomenal job.
Everyone should watch it. Exactly. It's a classic.
It certainly is. So, Candy?
Hi.
Tell me a little bit more about you and what you're doing.
In life?
Yeah.
Well, about 12 or 13 years ago, I became really interested in the family aspect. I mean, as an addiction specialist, we always talk about this as a family disease. But really, as an interventionist, our primary purpose was to go in and kind of grab a person out of their family and take them to treatment and hope they get well. And I thought that that focus was very minimized, because I usually left a family in a puddle. Only thing I could guarantee them, if I could get the person into treatment, they'd have one good night's sleep. That's about it. So I started really concentrating a lot on the whole basis for the family systems, which I believe in very much. And I would like to say that Claudia Black is one of my mentors. She's absolutely realized between adult children of alcoholics and codependency and everything, the damage that families could also do to the process of addiction. So I really concentrate a lot on the family system of addiction during my interventions. And I do family once a month at a wonderful women's facility, the oldest women's house in the United States. It's called the Friendly House. Mm-hmm. And it's an honor and joy to do that. And I'm just running around like mad. You know, it's like it's my life work. And I'm grateful that I can do it no matter where I am or what I'm thinking or what I'm doing. I'm always available to help someone who's suffering.
Well, the common thread that I hear is it's a passion. And that, I think, is the beauty of it, is that there are so many people that I know that are working with people because of the fact that they love them, because of the fact that they want to make a difference. And I really thank you for that and appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm grateful to be here. You know, I've been doing this a little over 30 years, and we're now at the kind of place in our business, Denise, in my business, where there are good guys and bad guys. And I could spend way too much time on the bad guys, but one of the good guys is Denise Klein, and so I've always looked up to her and her management skills and her success in helping the whole system of families and addiction. So when she called and said, let's do something fun, I went, count me in. That's okay. For sure.
Okay, so let's go to that fun. Where did the idea of Recovery Shark Tank stem from?
You're looking at her.
Yeah.
Denise.
Well, I've been percolating on the idea for probably about 5 years. And the reason why is because every week someone shows up at the rehab with some fantastic idea, a book they've written, a game they've created. A woman came in and she had generated a CD with 12-step songs. And I think where people get stuck is how to market it.
Right.
And I see so much passion going into these projects. They're being great, right? Mm-hmm. Just like your show, they're being great. But then what? How do you get the word out? Especially when people's focus is so limited these days and you have to fight for that attention. So I thought, what if we created our own version of Recovery Shark Tank, where these beautiful people who work in centers across America can have a platform for their entrepreneurial ideas. And we're not going to be giving money away. We're going to be bringing in judges, and we will be giving opportunities away. So, for example, Dr. Fong from UCLA was so excited about it. He couldn't be here today because he's out helping a patient. He was subpoenaed to court, so he would be here otherwise. But what he suggested is perhaps he could give away a mentorship for 6 months at UCLA, or a book publisher could, we know a number of them, we're sure that we can get them to maybe have a lunch with someone who's won on Recovery Shark Tank and pitch their ideas to them. So we're going to generate opportunity, and we're also going to videotape everything. It's going to be hopefully housed out of the Malibu Play Theater. We'll bring in a video crew, tape everything, and send it out to every doctor, social worker, sober living, hospital that's on our database. And if you want to be included, please let us know. And that way it gets pitched to the whole industry across America.
I absolutely love it. And having, again, just come from the event that I was just at, the biggest value that was being presented out there was the knowledge. The knowledge of how to publish a book, or the mentor that is going to take you through the steps necessary to take you from this idea to a multi-million dollar business, mm-hmm. you know, and things. And we had some incredible speakers, one of which was Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote the Chicken Soup for Everything, you know, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
you know, and
well, I think the industry needs chicken soup.
Yes.
And this is the chicken soup for the industry. We need to. It's fun being great, right? It's fun talking about these ideas. When I talked about it with people, they'd get energized. So I knew I was on to something. And then Candy so graciously offered to jump in and help out. And we have just had so much fun talking about this. We spent 3 hours last week just generating ideas and enthusiasm and other people through this kind of heartstorming is what I call it, have gotten on board. And I'm so grateful to Candy and to you as well, Alan, and Dr. Fong and Dr. Judy Ho, who've already invested time. And, you know, no one's gotten paid for this. Everyone's operating from the heart to give back to the industry.
Well, and exactly. And, you know, I don't know that I could put a price on a 6-month mentorship
exactly.
with someone like Dr. Fong. Oh. Or, you know, it's...
By the way, it's Dr. Fun.
Yes.
It should be Dr. Fun. It's Dr. Fong, but
yes, Not only learn a huge amount of things, but to be able to enjoy the process is incredible.
Brilliant.
So let's say there's somebody out there now that has a great idea, or they know somebody that has a great idea. What would be the best way for them to take that great idea and apply to be a contestant? Where do they send it? When do they have to have it in? And in what form do you want it in? Because I know that you don't want to get people that you know, it's like, here's 50 pages on what it is I want to do. So is there a specific thing? Are they going to go in and you're going to have a form that's sent to them? How is this part going to work?
Okay, well, now we need to look at the details, and that's what we're presently working on. So it has grown larger than we anticipated. This was supposed to be just a small little passion project, but it is growing fast and exponentially. So what we are going to do is we're going to have a website up and running by April 1st,
okay.
and then all the information will be on there. And then we haven't decided yet if we're going to ask people to pitch through a little video, which would mm-hmm. be kind of fun.
Yeah.
More work for the contestant, but I think more fun for everyone. And then they'll have probably 800 to 1,000 word kind of essay to write about why their idea is unique and significant to the industry. And so everything will be on the website, and it will be up and running by April 1st, the website. And in the meanwhile, if they have any questions, they can call me at 818-667-9537. I have my cell phone on for the rehab all the time anyway, so I would love to get those calls and just help people walk through this process.
All right. And for those of you that are driving out there and couldn't write that down, if you go to the Answers for the Family website, we will make sure that number and all of the information in regards to this is on there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we talked a little bit about what happens when they win. You know, that obviously, you know, there's going to be mentorships. There's going to be different things, you know, for them to be able to do. Who are some of the judges going to be?
Well, we're hoping that every time we host the show, that Candy and Dr. Fong and Judy Ho will be there. And then we will always have at least one surprise shark.
I like it.
I'm going to bite your head off. depending on what's actually been submitted and stuff, we would have perhaps a publisher who would be our special guest, or if it was music, then we could have a recovering musician. We're going to be as courteous as we can to, you know, inspire people to think out of the box. The recovery business and the recovery extra essential things are just have been kind of the same for years and years. We're not trying to change that. We're just trying to have some fun and get some fun involved in it. Because trust me, if recovery wasn't fun, I wouldn't be sitting here. That's the truth.
Well, you just mentioned something when you said that a lot of things have been the same for a long time. Okay. What I hear you saying is with this Shark Tank is that how can we make it different? So what are some of the things that are currently new, or what do you expect to see to come out of this that might take us in another direction?
Well, there used to be, in a 12-step program, there was a little paper book, and you looked that up, and, you know, sometimes they were still there, and sometimes those meetings weren't. There are now wonderful apps that any place in the country you can go to. There's been some very innovative situations that, you know, there has been albums put out. Eminem put an album out that was called Recovery. So, I mean, it's getting recognized more and more as not just those poor people, but as a generation of wellness and happiness and families. Very interesting. So we're interested to see, you know, what all can come about. Not too long ago, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, somebody tried to create like a recovery Monopoly game, and it was do not pass go, do not relapse.
Go directly to jail.
It was like, you know, yeah. It was, but, you know, the idea was really brilliant, and this kid just did not have the resources to be able to complete it. And I hope if he's still out there that he'll give it another shot. There's many different ways you can get sober and stay sober. But if you don't have fun and you won't have a community, then, you know, you're lacking. You probably won't be as happy as I am. So that's too bad.
Going back to, is it Jenny Meatball,
yes,
the first?
Yes.
It's for that kind of person who's really spearheading something really wonderful, and the world needs to know about it. I mean, it's really, it got my heart when you played that, and I didn't know you were going to play that.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And what you're doing with, you know, Be Great. And then the other gentleman who's creating
Adrian, yeah.
Yes, for the families up in Sacramento. That's incredible. We want to get that information out. And then if we can have one North Star, you know, on the internet where people can go and see what's going on, that would be the function of the website. It's very confusing for families because everybody's got bells and whistles out there, and a lot of people overpromise and underdeliver. We want to underpromise and overdeliver and say, go to this site and look at all the cool things happening in our industry and maybe pick up this book or this Monopoly game or this CD. And I can't imagine that it won't be a win-win situation.
All right. We're talking about changing the face of recovery. We're talking about changing the face of the world. stay with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family. We are talking about Recovery Shark Tank. So we're talking about the fact that we want more innovative things. We want more new things. And we want people that are coming up with incredible ideas to be able to connect with people that might be able to mentor them and how to make that happen. But let's talk about, I mean, some of the things that are going on now and what's being done. I mean, obviously in the news, I mean, it's, you know, somebody'd have to be under a rock to not know that we have an opiate crisis. What are some of the things for somebody out there that knows somebody that's going through that? What are some of the things that they can do right now to help their loved ones?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think happened a long time ago is that people came to understand that if you weren't ready, you weren't ready, and you had to hit a rock bottom. And in this day and age, I have to tell you, we can't chance rock bottom. This epidemic is, you know, very, very, very difficult to ever maintain because of big pharmaceutical. It isn't like we can stop these people because they care. I mean, what did this guy who was one of the head of the big pharmacies, he got, you know, 66 months. And 47,000 people have died because of the manufacturing of his drug. We're just not fair anymore. And, you know, these kids, even though they go, opiate epidemic, everything's cut with fentanyl, they don't have any idea of what that process looks like. Around Thanksgiving, there were sweet tarts that had fentanyl in them. Mm. How they got in there, who was manufacturing them, who was passing them out at, you know, schoolyards. We can't control everything that's going on. But if you are a parent of anybody under the age of 20, I don't care how much they dislike you, you have to stay on top of them. And I'm talking about going to the drawers. I'm talking about going through their pockets. I'm talking about going through their cars. You know, this thing about I won't read your diary, they don't have diaries. They have Facebooks. And all these kids have, like, you know, aliases. They don't even use their real names. And there's a code that I'm not repeating that you can go on Facebook and get on this person's page, and they sell every drug possible. And they have connections in San Fernando Valley, San Gabriel Valley, Orange County. And it's like, this is such big business now. And these kids don't understand that life looks very different. You know, when I was growing up, I think there were diet pills and a Valium, and, you know, that wasn't good enough for me. They're being exposed at such a young age, and it's really tainting and stunting all of our youth.
Well, Candy, first of all, I want to thank you for touching on many of the things that you just touched on, one of which was the hip bottom part. And that is that I agree that there was a time in which, you know, they'd say, okay, well, you know, they just have to wait till they hit bottom. Okay, we have a suicide crisis. Okay, we don't want to hit bottom, because bottom is different today than what it was then. So, again, that was one of the points. The other one that has to do with when you're talking about in regards to their, you know, their privacy and parents, you know, trying to be their best friend and things like that. We had somebody that called in on the show, and one of the things that I had said, and I was told afterwards that I was a little harsh, of which I'm told I'm never harsh, but
you can't be harsh enough.
Yeah. But they said I was a little harsh on this woman because she proceeded to talk about how, she wouldn't tell her teenage children what to do and things like that, because they said that they would hate her, you know, and that they wouldn't like her and things like that. And I listened to her, and then I just went, your children do not need a 45-year-old best friend. Okay. You're a parent. Look it up. Be a parent. Do what parent has to do. Those are the things that are important. And we had on the show one time, it was a beautiful show. We had four young people that were in a program, all had been there a different amount of time. And we had a grandmother that called in that said that I think her daughter or whatever was in jail or something. So she was now as grandma raising the kids. And she said, well, you know, my grandchild says, you know, I found a bunch of drugs. So they did what you said. They went through the room, but they found a bunch of drugs and said, but he said it was his friends and stuff. So, you know, and, you know, you could tell. And one of the young people that was on the show from the program said, you know, may I answer that? I said, sure. He goes, ma'am, I just want to tell you something. We lie. Mm-hmm. And then when you call us on it, we lie again. You know, he said, so it's not his friend's stuff that he's doing. If he has these drugs in his room, he is doing it, you know. And but what I loved about it was that if I say that, I don't know that a parent is going to take it in as well as they will from a 15-year-old when he says it's us lying.
Well, you know, the sadness is that, you know, you usually only have two people that you call mom and dad, even if you have step parents. And I have to tell you something. This generation of parents have become so subservient to these children. And by doing that, you're my best friend. And I mean, I actually have intervened on quite a few families that the father and son smoke pot together because they're bonding. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether it's legal or illegal. It's not legal for a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. And the psychosis that's going with marijuana now is no joke. It is doing irreversible damage to a young person's brain. It's like, you know, wake up and smell the cement. That's all I can ever think of, because these kids are going to fall and somebody better be there to pick them up. Kids that you would never dream are doing drugs. The president of these private schools, the kid that just got into Brown. It isn't like, you know, the kids that were getting F and ditching school now. These kids are highly functioning, highly successful, highly intelligent, and they're going to be, this is going to be their worst enemy. And I get very fearful.
I'd like to jump in too as well. What other illness do you wait for people to hit rock bottom? And I can promise you, having been in the field for 30 years in prevention and now dealing with latent stage addiction, the clients we talk to who have been intervened upon, they might come in a little shook up and not wanting to be there at first, but they are grateful. And many of them will say, I was waiting for them to do something. And so I cannot emphasize enough how important early intervention is, because it is, whether you believe it's a disease or not, I believe it's a disease. It impacts the structure of the brain and the ability to make good choices. And so the ability to make good choices is not there for someone who's using. It's so hard when they're in the throes of addiction to say, yes, I'm going to go enroll in rehab today. That does not happen very often. Most of the time, it requires an intervention. And I wholeheartedly believe in interventions. I've seen so much success and so many lives mm-hmm. saved in the process.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. excuse me. We've got some listener questions that have come in, so let me share these. And again, I want to thank those that take the time to write these, to send them in. Frequently, they are from teachers or people who are working in the middle of the day, and they say, look, we can't listen live, but we're going to send in this question, and we're going to listen later on iTunes or whatever it is that they subscribe to. So we appreciate it. This one reads, I was in recovery for the better part of 8 years. It says, always, the first few months were okay, but eventually a series of stresses, in parentheses, is a work, relationship, or both, would trigger a relapse. Finally, I came across a support group that I bonded with, and I was finally able to get past the tough times with the help of others who were experiencing similar situations. 10 years sober now, I am a leader in our group and looking for new avenues for members, because what works for some of us does not necessarily work for others. Thank you so much for your innovative efforts, and I will be spreading the word about the good work you are doing. And this is from Gary in California.
there's not one way to get sober and stay sober. Because as alcoholics and addicts, we have to have a plethora of ideas. And whatever he's doing and it's work, God bless him. And invite the community in. If you have something that's a leadership quality, we always need them.
You know, that poses another question for me. Talk a little bit about stigma and how that's changing for the better, you know, by having less of a stigma, that by the fact that people are able to talk about it more, how much of a benefit that is in comparison to just not very long ago in which nobody wanted to talk about it or admit it.
Well, it's had to change because there isn't a family in America that I'm aware of that isn't affected by addiction or mental health or severe stress. And so we are all being plagued by these issues. And so people are talking about it. And by talking about it and connecting in our communities, change is happening. Some dear friends of mine, Timothy Harrington and Robin Cruz from Aspen, Colorado, just moved to Malibu, and they were on a tour with their children. They sold their house and got a bus and went around the country on a decreasing anti-stigma campaign, and it was wildly successful. So there are people out there talking about it every day, and the more we can really develop empathy around the fact that the world is stressed out, we need to build skills instead of give pills, the better off we all will be.
You know, it's funny, and I met them at your program.
Oh, did you? Yes. Oh, wonderful. Oh,
I met them. They were incredible. I enjoyed talking with them, and I loved their message.
They've dedicated their lives to
this. Well, you know,
this.
The stigma has gradually. I'm married to a musician and have been for 50 years.
Congratulations. That's
so
amazing.
I usually need a standing ovation.
We can do that.
Sitting.
We can do that.
But, you know, it was the thing to do, is it was associated with the music industry and with musicians. And I've had the honor and privilege of the last four Grammys being in the Safe Harbor Room, which is a recovery room in case you're stressed. You're a musician. You're on the crew. Same thing with Coachella. Same thing with the Latin Grammys. Everybody is now realizing that people won't even hardly get involved with you if you are not clean and sober. It's just too big of a risk. I mean, last night in the Oscars, everybody was talking about Eminem was back and this big performance, and that he wasn't there in 2003 when he won. Well, he wasn't there because he couldn't be there.
Right.
He was not in any condition. And he believes in second chances, and that's why he showed up last night. Those are the kind of gifts that we get to give everybody when we are able to turn ourselves around and give ourselves a second chance.
We've got another comment. This one says, what an unusual title for an event. It really captured my attention to listen to be listening to the interview. The therapeutic community, of which I am also a part of, many times get stuck in outdated modalities. I'm always following the latest reports by the NIH, you know, in particular, evidence-based behavioral therapies and services. Thanks for advancing technology. I am also expanding my practice by joining a telehealth group, which is another area that is also receiving accolades for its successes. I will most certainly be following the individuals showcased in your event, as I believe we must keep learning from each other to provide the very best services to our clients. And this is from Katrina in New York.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Bravo.
Thank you, Katrina.
So time has absolutely flown by. So now you said that the website will be up in April.
Correct.
And
it won't be April Fool's.
And yeah, it's not an April Fool's joke. So it'll be up then. Let's talk about having you come back in now when we get a little bit closer. So once you set a date, let's come back in, because I think a lot of people, we can reiterate to them, because we're all busy out there. And so if we can have you come back in and just talk a little bit more about it once we get a little closer, I think would be great.
Oh, we would love that.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're awesome. You're great.
Doing something right.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. Now, for everybody out there, please be sure to put us on your calendar and tune in next Monday when we will be joined by special guest William Arntz. He's mastermind behind the famous movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And he'll be presenting his new hilarious, irreverent, and wise book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. We will discuss not only how and why we as humans undermine our own happiness, but we will also talk about how we're going to stop doing it. And please visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com or subscribe to our show through iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Facebook Live, and iHeartRadio. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people, and we greatly appreciate it. Next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page, check out some of our latest posts. If you like them, please like us, spread the word, leave a review, be good human beings, and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family. And...
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.